Blind Cool Tech. Today is Wednesday, March 28th, 2007. And this podcast actually concerns accessibility, and the company that we're dealing with right now is MSN. I wanted to get your opinion on something, so I decided to podcast my dilemma and see what everybody thinks about this. To make a really long story short, I lost my beloved bird. Her name was Cloudy, but we called her Mrs. O, because she ran around like an Olympic runner. It was Mrs. Olympian. And I wanted to sign up for a pet loss support group that MSN had on MSN Groups. So I thought talking to other pet owners would help, and animal lovers and people who have lost pets understand what I'm going through. It was very, very sudden. She came down with anemia, and we rushed her to the vet, and the vet said that with birds, it's very hard to tell. She was a cockatiel, which is, for those of you who don't have birds, no, a little bit bigger than a parakeet, but a small bird. She weighed a couple of grams. Not even a pound. And we gave her the best possible chance that we could. And the vet did everything that he could in his power. And we gave her medicine, and we couldn't save her. She was too weak. So, anyway, this is just really hard. Sorry about that. Anyway, I tried to sign up, and they have the image verification, which I'm sure, as all of you know, is just terrifically helpful for us. So I thought, okay, this is interesting. And then I saw the link, and it said, if you can't, like, I can't see the image, and you click the link. So it says, type the numbers you hear. I thought, oh, well, MSN is going in the right direction with accessibility. This is great. I can sign up. The audio file is so distorted that you can't hear the numbers. It's absolutely ridiculous. Now, they tell me that it's intentionally distorted to prevent automated sign-up, which to me is a crock. I won't tell you a crock of what, but it's just a crock. So I sent them this very scathing email the other day and said, as a blind customer, I do not appreciate this. It's ridiculous that the file is so distorted that the customer cannot hear the numbers. So they sent me a response back, and they told me what to do. It still doesn't work. Anyway, what I'm going to do now, that was a little preface, and I'm sorry that you had to sit through listening to that. But if anyone would support me in this, I would like to get a petition going and find out exactly how to make this better. Because this absolutely stinks. It's ridiculous. It should not be this hard. I have spent about 2 to 3 hours trying to figure out a way to do this. And I guess I can break down and ask for sighted help, but I shouldn't have to. Ridiculous. So I thought that I would take this opportunity to show you what's actually going on here. This is live. This is now. I'm going to click on this email that Beverly from Customer Service sent me, and I'm going to have Joss read it to you, and then I'm going to do what they suggested. Okay, now.
Land from Link Rabbit Sword.
Alright, let me look through my emails.
Link you and Link Home said, Project A, Link Re, SRX1, enter, left 3.
Okay. Here's what she says.
Link.
Let me just do a virtual find and find from.
Well,
so I don't have to go through this whole page.
On my day, you too. Okay. Link. Viewer table. Hello, Marissa. Thank you for writing to Windows Live ID technical support. My name is Beverly and I understand that you are having an issue setting up your send mail link marissa@marissamusic.com. Account. I can imagine how inconvenient this must have been for you, and I look forward to providing you with the necessary assistance. Plan Marissa, I recommend that you first clear your browser's cache and delete cookies. Plan a temporary internet files folder stores information your computer exchanges with the websites you visited. These files facilitate the communication between your computer and the websites. As time passes, these files become cluttered and can adversely affect communication. Look regularly clean to ensure seamless communication. To do this, please follow the steps below. Page has to plan regularly clean to ensure plan Internet Explorer 6 and earlier versions for Windows. Plan A. On the Tools menu, click Internet Options. B. Click the General tab. C. Click Delete Cookies and then click OK. D. Click Delete Files and then click OK. E. Click Clear History and then click Yes. F. Click OK. Plan once done, please close all your internet browser windows and open them again. Plan moving on to your concern, I have provided the steps below on how you can successfully register your account. Plan visit. Visited link http://login.lib.com. Plan 2. On the right part of the page, click Sign up for an account. Plan 3. Click Yes, use my email address, and then click Continue. Plan 4. Complete the registration process as outlined on the registration pages. Plan, you are a valuable customer to MSN and we are glad to give you consistent and effective service. Plan sincerely, Plan Beverly.
Okay, well, I haven't done the temporary, deleting the temporary cookies, the temporary internet folder, because I don't think that that's the problem. Here's where the problem lies, and you're going to see this in 1 second. I'm going to go to this link that she said. I'm going to click open in a window.
Left,
you're going to come with me on this journey
visited
here.
Visited link HT right mouse button. Compt open a new window. Enter. Leaving menus. Okay. New browser window. Sign in Microsoft.
Yeah, I'm going to search for sign up.
S-R-S-U-D. Enter.
She told me to.
Bullet visited link sign up for an account.
Okay.
Enter. Do you have an email address? Address, plan address. Plan radio button check yes. Use my email address 1 of 2.
Okay, which I don't have one. But we're going to click continue, like she said.
Page has no links. Create your email address and password. Email address.
Okay. Let's try Marissa Music
at
msn.com.
S-E-O-N. Tab. Password.
Now, let me type in the password.
S-U.
Oops.
Shift star blank. Blank star stop. Retype.
Okay, retype password.
Stop. Learn more tab. Question. Combo box. Mother's birthplace. Best childhood friend. Name of first pet. Tab.
Okay, I'll type the secret answer.
A-N-O tab. Why is this tab? I can't see this image
link. Okay, now here's the fun part. Now, we're gonna click this link.
Enter. Forms mode off. New browser window. HTTP. Plan numbers you hit. Plan mail list.
Now here's what happens.
Plan heading level 2. Type the numbers you hear. Plan in the box below. Type the numbers you hear and then click continue. The numbers you typed will appear under the picture on the page where you requested the audio file. Plan if you can't understand the audio, you can play it again. Plan heading level 2 notes. List of 3 of bullet. Your computer must be able to play audio in WAV format. Bullet, the audio file is intentionally distorted to prevent automated programs from reading it. Bullet, if the file plays in another program, remember the numbers, return to this page, and then type them in the field below.
Glad you think it's
list that
easy.
Play
it's
audio
not.
Button.
No. Here is the audio file, ladies and gentlemen. Listen.
AVG7.
To this. Sorry, that's my firewall.
Sign up to enter forms. Sign up Microsoft tab.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Title is AV tab. AVG. Title is AV. Enter. Sign up mic tab. Request a new shift tab. I can't see this image link.
Oh.
Window
sorry about this, folks.
HT enter. Forms mode off. HT tab. Numbers you shift tab.
Okay, here. Play audio. Here we go. Listen to this. Now, I'm not editing this. I'm not doing anything to this file. I'm just going to hit the space bar. Play audio. And here is what we get.
Space.
Now let's hear that again. Can any of you understand that? What did she just say? Or is it just me? Okay, here we go. We're gonna play this again. We're gonna play this again. Sorry, AVG.
Title is
keeps
Alt F4,
HG, getting in the way
tab,
here.
Non-shift tab, okay. Play audio
here
button.
Here we go.
Space, play audio button.
you just said. 127 is the best that I can distinguish. So, my question to all of you is two questions, actually. The first question is, do you find this as infuriating as I do? That, you know, they claim to be accessible, but when you really look at how they've implemented this, the file is so distorted, it's so ridiculous, that you can't even understand what she says. And then the best part is that when you type in what you think she said, it doesn't work. So, that's the first question. The second question is, would any of you be willing to sign a petition to get them to change this? Because I think to distort the file is so ridiculous. What automated program is going to learn how to do that? I mean, it's ridiculous. So, if any of you feel the same way that I do, you can contact me at Marissa, M-A-R-I-S-S-A, at marissamusic.com. And thanks for listening and letting me vent my anger at MSN. And I hope to hear from all of you, and maybe I can get some assistance from all you cool podcasters out there with this petition, because I think if enough of us sign it, they have to change their ways. So, I replied back to Beverly. I told her that I tried, and it did not work. I told her that it was absolutely ridiculous, and that their attempt at accessibility is, and I quote, a crock. So, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day. Bye!